Bush and Richie here with your daily takeaway. You've been cycling way longer than I have.
Look at the way I walk.
Well, that's actually what I wanted to speak to you about. I got myself a bike a couple of weeks back for my birthday, and I've been going out at the weekends doing some nice long rides recently. Do you have padded shorts?
That's a personal question. I don't have padded shorts, but when I've done longer, we did, you know, a couple of longer ones where we've done all the bridges in London. That was good. Me and my mate John went down the Thames and went around all the bridges. And then we also did one where we went from one coast of Devon to the other. And if I hadn't have bought the padded shorts that I did, I think I'd be in a world of trouble.
Really?
Because the pain you get if you don't have the proper protection. A lot of these things, you get a nice bike, but they give you quite a hard old saddle.
I honestly think that the modern bikes, they're way harder saddles than when I used to cycle to school.
I've had to buy my Brompton that I go in and out of work on. I've had to buy my own special old fella's spongy saddle thing just to stop it from hurting somebody. It's the worst pain in the world.
Honestly, listen to the two of us. Some of the stuff you're going to hear later on this particular show, we're falling apart.
I know, yeah. So, yeah, don't dwell too much on this because it does make it look like we are falling apart, but I guess we are falling apart.
The Daily Takeaway. Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Now, another trip a little bit further than the Isle of Wight is Germany, and many footballers across Europe will be making it very, very soon. The Euros is just around the corner. If you're into your football, sure you'll be starting to get excited. We are. There is a friendly for England tonight, England versus Bosnia.
Brilliant.
However, the downside of that is, tonight, Gareth Southgate, the England manager, has to whittle down his squad from 33 players to 26 to actually then take away to Germany with him. What, in effect, he has to do is make 7 dumpings tonight.
Why do they do that, though? Why not just pick the amount and then you're the ones that are coming to Germany with him rather than doing this X-Factor-esque, you know, heats where people are getting told some bad news with probably melodic music in the background and being asked to leave? Why all the drama?
You are putting a lot of pressure on yourself, aren't you, by doing the 33 then down to the 26.
Yeah, why do that? It's mad. He always picks the same flipping team anyway, doesn't he?
Because you're not going to dump them before the game.
No.
Because that would be horrendous, going into playing a game of football knowing you're not going to go to Germany.
If that happened to me, I'd just score an own goal.
Yeah.
And do that eyes bit to him.
Yeah, he's told me.
You happened that, mate? It's more where that came from.
But then equally, the game will finish. You're then not going to want to walk into the changing room because that's when it's going to happen. Do you have like an episode of X Factor where like some of you go to that changing room, some of you go to this changing room, and then from a distant one you can hear big cheers and you know that you're in the one that's not going?
Call it judges' houses.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Well, does Gareth say to them, "It's not you, it's me," or "I'm sorry, I didn't fit a spark"? I don't know. How does he do it?
I can't imagine he's someone who's very good with confrontation either. Like,
no.
He doesn't look like he could have a particularly straight up conversation with people with eye contact as well.
Graham has got in touch suggesting that Gareth Southgate says, "I'll be honest, you're overrated, you're full of yourself, and you look awful in the England home kit."
That's a bit brutal, isn't it?
I don't think that's going to work out, Graham.
Gareth can do that.
Work out exactly how Gareth Southgate is going to dump 7 of the lads tonight and not take them to Germany.
So, look, I think we've talked earlier on about the fact that there needs to be some kind of X-Factor kind of razzmatazz and the big reveal there. Everyone always goes on about Gareth Southgate wearing the waistcoat.
Yeah.
What about having a special waistcoat for the occasion? Inside the left silk of the waistcoat is "you're going." On the right hand side of the waistcoat, "not going" in red.
Yeah.
And then he can just, as they walk off, he just show them left or right.
So are you saying it's actually a lottery and the players, if you pick right, you're going, and if you pick wrong, you're not?
No, he would need to, a little bit like, you know, those people that do the table tennis racket bats thing to planes.
Yes.
He'd have to signal to each. He'd be on the sideline doing a lot of hand movements, put it that way. Actually, I'm going to take that all back. It's not going to work.
8, 12, 15. Have you been dumped? Has it been done a particularly sensitive way or a tremendously horrendous one that Gareth would not want to do?
Like my mum, notoriously, I remember her telling me and my brother when we were younger about how she dumped a boyfriend back in the day. I think this was like the swinging 60s. But she dumped him by writing him a letter, like typing out a letter.
That's nice.
Which is kind of nice. Although it feels a bit Dear John-like, doesn't it, if you're getting this kind of like a cease and desist through the post. But that's one way of doing it. Maybe Gareth could write him a letter.
If your mum had not written that letter, you wouldn't be here today.
She'd never have got together with Nigel, my father.
Ben, your dumping story, please.
Basically, well, I was going out with an ex, and she dumped me just before Christmas, and we were supposed to be going skiing on a ski holiday, and then she made me, she said, but we should meet up and exchange Christmas presents anyway. So I met up with her about a week later, and I bought her these like really expensive like ski clothes because she'd never been skiing before. And she got me like some sort of like, I don't know how to describe them. They were sort of like pencils, but made out of like twigs, like sort of like, like kind of like arty sort of like, you know, you probably buy them for craft fair or something,
right?
And some like some fancy notebooks and stuff. So yeah, and then I had to go on holiday on my own as well. So
wow, so you still went on a holiday on your own?
Yeah,
with his twigs for pencils.
A lot of time to write, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's brutal. Well, Gareth should hand all the people that don't go a little gift from himself tonight anyway.
But meet up for a meal, hand them a parting gift and be done with it. And feel better about yourself.
That's it, yeah.
Wes is in Grimsby, says, I got dumped from the toilet on a Tinder date. I received a text saying, please leave.
Oh, my word.
The best part was I had no battery at the time and didn't see the text until later when I charged my phone up.
Oh, bless him.
Sam in Glasgow says, I was dumped over a coffee about 10 years ago. My ex was crying, thinking I'd be heartbroken. In actual fact, had me working out for a while, but I just didn't have the guts to do what she did. I pretended to be upset, then went straight to the pub in a great mood. Probably a bit like some of the England players, as they're now to get to go on their glamorous holiday instead of going out on penalties. That's obviously Sam the Scotsman in Glasgow there.
It's beginning already, isn't it?
Yeah, it's starting.
I think that's what you describe as a bit of a touch.
I think it was.
That's a bit of a touch. And this is a very strange message. It's actually, this guy's Scottish as well, I think, from the text that he sent in. He says, it's from Stevie. He says, hi, lad. Adds, gee, the players that didn't make the cut, a pair of pants. I don't know what that means.
Well, is it youth speak that we're too cool for?
Stevie, get back in touch, mate, and tell us what's going on there.
A dumping that has stayed in my mind as we look towards tonight and Gareth Southgate having to cut seven people from his England squad last minute ahead of the Euros in Germany. Do you know what? Talking about it, it's making me feel emotional.
Are you welling up over there?
GCSE. We're going back to sort of like that era of life, right? I was kind of seeing this girl. And I decided to go on the French exchange that year because she was also going on the French exchange.
Okay.
So I kind of thought, you know what, a good week up. A week over in Paris, this will be good for us.
Right, okay.
And cut a long story short, she got off with another guy on the New Haven Jet ferry in front of me on the way out there.
So she was getting off with someone else on the way, literally as you were leaving the country?
New Haven to Dieppe ferry as we were leaving for the French exchange. I was then not only dumped, but on a French exchange that I did want to be on for no reason whatsoever.
That's so weird, because I thought you were a bit teary on our cruise, and it must be something to do with sailing.
The Daily Takeaway. Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
So this is a bit of a weird one, right? But I've started to get incredibly overwhelmed in noisy and busy environments. Mm-hmm. It's just started to happen to me recently. I know like things change when you get a little bit older, but like if we go to like a shopping centre or public space and there's too much going on, I almost can't concentrate properly, and I get freaked out, and Katie has to take me aside and have a little word with me, which is just very weird.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm talking about it today is that I took our five-year-old Thea to a birthday party at a soft play in Hockley in Essex yesterday. And I think for me, I'm not trying to get out of going to busy birthday parties with kids, by the way, but that for me was just like a Vietnam War veteran hearing chopper sounds. I was just like, couldn't concentrate on anything properly. Can't really, as well, make out, if people are talking to me, I can't really take it in properly. Very, very weird. And like, two things. I know my hearing's not very good, mm-hmm. definitely. And I think anyone who works in this line of work is terrible.
If I have to use your headphones, I cannot describe how loud they are.
It's bad, isn't it? I feel bad. So I've seen that where other people put my headphones on and go, oh. But I mean, it's like, what, 20 years in radio, 10 years in bands, man and boys, that ain't going to help. I know there's a bit of ADHD type stuff going on there in there as well, I think. Like, I'm supposed to be concentrating in a meeting and then I'm looking out the window watching a crisp packet float around. But my other half, Katie, has sent me a link to a thing that she has suggested very kind of politely and gently that I give a try. And as far as I can tell, we haven't had a discussion about this yet, but it's like a hoop with like a nodule on the end that you put in your ear. It's like an earbud, but it's supposed to take the edge off. It's not like blocking the sound out, but it's supposed to take the edge off of chaotic, you know, indoor noise, the kind of stuff that freaks me out. But I can't work out whether it's a joke or not, because it looks like something you get in Anne Summers.
See what I mean?
With me with my varifocals in the last couple of weeks, and you with your hoop nodule.
What is
happening to the two of us?
The game's gone, isn't it? Get the gun, as my dad used to say.
If it's been suggested by your Katie, you would hope that's not a joke.
Well, she sent me this thing and said, I've got to take a quiz, which tells me whether, surprise, surprise, whether I'll need the hoop nodule or not.
I'll tell you what, I bet they say yes.
Funnily enough, I bet they probably will.
By the hoop nodule people.
So I just want to warn everybody that's what I'm going through in my life right now, and I may be doing this show, but wearing hoop nodules. And if you're listening to this and you have the same kind of thing where you get a bit freaked out in, like, crazy, indoor spaces, get in touch. But also, if you tried these things, do they work?
I might buy a pair myself and use them for my wife's family occasions.
Well, this is a really interesting point. Would that be okay? Because like I know certain things in life where it's going to be chaotic. And that is one where you've got loads of people talking all at the same time.
Yes.
That's another scenario where I do freak. But would putting a pair of earplugs in, would that be considered rude?
I think you'd have to turn up with them in. Right. I don't think you could be there 15 minutes ago. Hang on.
Just going to stop you there, John.
Just put them in. One thing you could do, and it might not cost you your ear nodules, is Absolute Radio Calm.
That's a good point.
A lot of people have been saying how much you've loved it over the last few weeks. We are making it a permanent part of the Absolute Radio family of stations. It's back-to-back relaxing sounds like waves and rain and beach walks and rousing fires, roaring fires.
Right, they can be rousing.
You can rouse.
Particularly if it's all around you. I think it'd get you up,
yes,
wouldn't it?
It would do, quickly. And so it should. You wouldn't hear any ads or messages if you sign up to become an Absolute Radio premium listener. You get loads of other exclusive stations like Forgotten 80s and Chilled and Indie Disco 24/7. Sign up for free, a three-month trial with the code Calm at absoluteradio.co.uk and enjoy no ad breaks and exclusive stations. It's £3.99 after the trial ends and terms apply. You can find out more at absoluteradio.co.uk.
Claire says, I know your pain. My head feels like a million computer tabs open at one time when there's too much noise around me. But your missus isn't winding you up. They're called loops and they are a game changer for noise cancellation.
A lot of people trying to help you, which is really lovely. Jill asks a very valid question though. Jill says, have you ever thought you're in the wrong profession? Doesn't like loud music, crowds, people, parties. I know what I'll do. I'll be a national radio presenter.
I think I'm just a miserable get. I think that's what it is. It's about to do with me.
Wouldn't change you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Look, we've got Grant on the line who has got some personal experience of this situation, haven't you, Grant?
Definitely, definitely. I'm about 32 now, and for quite a few years, I've really, really struggled to go out in public.
Okay. Why is that? What kind of thing has made you worry about going outside?
So similar to you, it's the noise thing. So I don't know about you, but I can track like 6 or 7 conversations at once. And the more conversations there are going on around me, the harder it gets to actually function.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a bit overwhelming,
so I'm just
tracking
isn't it? Everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it just gets overwhelming. And the loops, they just, they filter just enough out that you can get by. Now I can walk around the supermarket, no problem.
Oh, wow. So it's been a bit of a game changer for you then, my friend.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, wow. And then in terms of your life at the moment, you can go out and do stuff that you were probably avoiding before then, yeah?
Yeah, I was consciously avoiding things like getting my hair cut, going to get fuel, basically walking down the street, only if it was at quiet time.